KXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, how will the pause of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine impact New Jersey's vaccine goals? According to Governor Murphy, it won't. He says even with this pause, the state's overall goal of vaccinating 4.7 million adult New Jerseyans against COVID-19 remains in place and entirely achievable.
As of today, doses of Johnson & Johnson have accounted for only about 4% of the more than 5.6 million total vaccine doses we have administered.
The state stopped administering the single-dose shot Tuesday following guidance from the CDC and FDA after six women developed serious blood clots 6 to 13 days after receiving that vaccine. Murphy says of the roughly 244,000 J&J shots administered in New Jersey before the pause, there have been no reports of any similar adverse effects. This brand new from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Camden, a 31-year-old Haddonfield man pending investigation for child porn charges has now been accused of paying $20,000 worth of Bitcoin to a hitman on the dark web to kill a 14-year-old. The murder-for-hire charge against John Michael Musbach, which was not carried out, dates back to 2016. You've been talking about it today. A woman claims she was fired from a Cape May courthouse pizzeria because she was pregnant. In court documents obtained by NJ.com, 20-year-old Ashley Shaner says when she told the owner of Pizza Heaven she was expecting, he first cut her hours. Then her manager told her the owner didn't want her working because in his religion, pregnant women don't work. We've been wondering this ever since schools were shut down across New Jersey in the last week of winter last year. Will the ability to learn remotely put an end to snow days? 7 in 10 New Jerseyans in a new Verizon survey believe that will be the case for their kids. But communications manager David Weissman says not so fast.
I'd pause there and say that we might see a child uprising, which might impact that, because snow days are, you know, that's as old as it comes.
Also in the survey, more than 60% of parents say they are eager to get back into the office despite working from home becoming one of the biggest parts of our new normal because they have seen how difficult it is to get their work done with the kids around. A Cumberland County man fell 30 feet in a paraglider accident Tuesday night, suffering life-threatening head injuries. NJ.com reports that according to witnesses who spoke to state police, the 50-year-old Bridgeton resident struck a telephone pole wire. He was unconscious when Good Samaritans rushed to his aid before he was airlifted to a hospital. A former Watchung Hills High School social studies teacher has lost his state teaching license after pleading guilty to sexting with a student. MyCentralJersey.com reports 52-year-old Sean DiGiovanna of Franklin sent sexually explicit images of himself to a juvenile student. The victim also reported receiving texts allegedly indicating DiGiovanna wanted to pursue a sexual relationship. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. A lingering rain chance. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Time to win up to $10,000 with the Jersey Cash Code Contest on New Jersey 101.5. On your smartphone, open the NJ 101.5 app, click on Win Cash, and enter this hour's code word.
This hour's cash code is string. S-T-R-I-N-G. String.
Your next chance to win cash is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with the $10,000 Jersey Cash Code on New Jersey 101.5.
505 now, New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
We are word that all lanes are open on the New Jersey Turnpike truck lane south of exit 8. The remnants of a truck fire out of the way. Still some lingering slowdowns into that spot. Route 9 remains closed in Woodbridge southbound down to Oakwood Avenue. It's a jackknife tractor trailer crash with a downed pole. At Route 9 in South Amboy near Raritan Street, that's a crash. Parkway North improving at 144 with an accident cleared. Another one south by 143 is out of the way. 24, some eastbound traffic coming into 78. 287 bunching up south at exit 14 down to 12. We have a crash East Brunswick, 18 north over by the Turnpike, and Route 130 north heading up through South Brunswick. Some low-hanging wires. Got to duck past that. 138 eastbound side slowing down at Allenwood Road over to Club Drive. That's ongoing right lane repairs. Tom Rivers, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. 73 is still heavy at the Turnpike, southbound from the Turnpike into Church Road, and northbound approaching Maple Shade at Main Street for about a mile in each direction, where we have emergency sewer repairs. And 295 Story is a slow one northbound from exit 23 to exit 26, southbound from Warwick Road, exit 30 down through to exit 26. And then watch out for a little bit of slowness at 206 southbound in Burlington County going in towards the Red Lion Circle. Traffic looks pretty decent in Mercer County, New Jersey. Fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 518 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic made possible by Advanced Surgical and Bariatrics, because when it comes to your health, you deserve the best. Put your trust in one of the safest weight loss surgical programs in the country. Call 855-LOSE-IT-NJ or visit online at loseitnj.com. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed up 54 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 5:07.
Have something to say on New Jersey 101.5? Speak your mind now at 800-283-1015.
5:09 now, New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Over the next 24 to 36 hours, we keep rain chances in the forecasts. It does look like overnight we find a lull in the rain activity. I'll call it mainly dry, in fact, although there could be some showers and sprinkles in the neighborhood. Thanks to the blanket of clouds overhead, temperatures will only dip to around the 50-degree mark. Now, tomorrow will be the wet day of this particular stretch. Periods of steady to heavy rain throughout the daytime hours, mid-morning through early evening, and high temperatures only reach the lower 50s. Thermometers really go nowhere tomorrow. In addition, as temperatures tumble tomorrow night, there could even be some snowflakes in far northern New Jersey. Any rain or snow showers will wrap up early Friday morning. It'll be a breezy and cool day with breaks of sun, highs in the lower to mid-50s. We'll come closer to 60 degrees this weekend with partly sunny skies. I can't rule out a stray shower either day, especially on Sunday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Morristown, 63 degrees. Summers Point, 62. Piscataway, 62. New Jersey 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj115.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area, only at nj115.com/coronavirus.
New Jersey.